Bristol next?
Today, Bristol is a wealthy port city on the River Avon in the west of England. It has an excellent university, a thriving music scene, and a cosmopolitan community. But less than 200 years ago, Bristol thrived for a very different reason, one that it has only recently begun to face up to. Between 1730 and 1740, Bristol was at the forefront of the transatlantic slave trade, taking men, women, and children by ship from northwest Africa to the Caribbean. There, the enslaved people were sold to plantation owners and forced to work as slaves, producing crops like sugar and cotton. By the time the British slave trade was abolished in 1807, over 2,000 slave ships had left the port of Bristol. Slave trading was big business, and money poured into the city, being invested in local industries, building works, and the railways. As you walk around Bristol today, the legacy of those days is still all around. Nearly all the major ports of Europe were involved in slave trading to some degree, but Bristol was among the most active. The trade worked in a triangle. A wealthy shipowner would organise a ship and fill it with a large and valuable cargo of trade goods. These might include wool, cloth and copper from the Bristol area, but also goods that had already been imported. Linen and iron from Northern Europe, glass beads from Venice, cotton from the East India Company and guns. These ships would set sail from the port of Bristol, and when they arrived on the northwest African coast, their cargo would be traded for African men, women, and children. These enslaved people would then be taken on the ships across the Atlantic and sold in the Americas, either in the Caribbean or North or South America, to plantation owners who wanted labourers for jobs like picking cotton. To complete the triangle, the ships, now empty of their human cargo, would be refilled with raw materials from the New World. Sugar, cotton, cocoa, rice, coffee, tobacco, etc., and returned to Bristol. The raw materials arriving in Bristol needed to be processed, and so factories were set up. In the mid-1700s, Bristol had 20 sugar refineries in the city, all processing raw sugar from the Caribbean plantations and, of course, bringing jobs and wealth to the city.